Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When this woman's husband makes an insulting comment about her flat chest, telling her to get a boob job, she responds by telling his family that he has secretly been unemployed for 6 months. Her boyfriend took this very badly and was extremely upset. But was this justified? Was she in the wrong? Let's get into today's Am I the Butthole episode. Am I the butthole for what I said after my husband commented on my flat chest? My husband Jared and I have been married for 3 years. He's currently out of work. He used to work at a high-paying job, but got kicked out the company over a fight with a co-worker. And I'm the one paying for rent and utilities. We dedicate some time to see his family weekly. They don't know he's unemployed because he thought they'll see him as a failure, especially his mum. So he told me to keep it a secret. Last night, we were sitting eating dinner at the table. His cousin was talking about his fiancé going to Brazil to do a boob job. Jared asked if he was serious, then flattered his cousin's fiancé's boobs, saying they're perfect, and that he didn't understand why she'd get a boob job. He then turned to me and stared at my chest while I was eating, like an idiot. I've got a flat chest, I'm insecure about it, but I can't do anything about it, obviously. And said, hey, why don't you get a boob job? You're the one who needs it the most. His mum gasped and was like, Jared! I said, it's fine. I then turned to him and said, I'll get a boob job once you get an actual job since you've been unemployed for 6 months now. He stared at me in disbelief. His mum began questioning him about being unemployed, and he denied, denied, and denied, then admitted it was true. It got awkward with his mum scolding him and others shaming him for it and for hiding it. He got so overwhelmed, he went outside and stayed inside the car until I came. He started yelling at me repeatedly. You couldn't have held your effing tongue? And accused me of turning his family against him and having them judge, then shun him, and now he can't even step a foot in their house from the shame and guilt. I argued that his comment about my chest was insulting, but he said he was giving me a piece of advice and that there's nothing wrong with him wanting me to look pretty, and that he said what he said out of support and encouragement. But what I did was the complete opposite, and that it was intended to hurt him, and I succeeded. He dropped me off at home, then went to stay with his buddies. I called him later, thinking he'd calmed down, but his friends said he didn't want to speak to me and that I should give him space. And there we go. In my opinion, there is no way that you're the butthole OP. It's one of those, isn't it? You get an insulting comment from someone, you give it back, and they can't take it. If you dish it out, you've got to be prepared to take it. It's as simple as that. Saying that you've got a flat chest is extremely insulting. There's no need for that. It's just downright disrespectful. So if you then reveal a secret that realistically he probably should have told his family anyway, seems fair enough in my opinion. Am I the butthole for treating my daughter-in-law like a child when she was acting like one? My son and his wife have been staying with us for about a month now, while they prepare to move into a new place in May. My wife and I enjoy having them with us, and for the most part, my daughter-in-law is lovely, but she is very messy. I'm retired from the army, and I've always run my house to a certain set of standards, and I expect them to be followed even by guests. My son has often described his wife as someone who prefers clutter, and she generally likes to have things where she can see them. But after I voiced my displeasure over the clutter in the guest bedroom they are presiding in, as well as in the guest bath they use every day, she did begin to decrease this amount of clutter, but not to the standards I would like in my home. My daughter-in-law still leaves her makeup out in the bathroom until she gets home in the afternoon because she runs out of time in the mornings to put them up. To her credit, she does clean everything once she gets home, but I don't appreciate having to stare at the mess for hours until she returns. I tried handling this privately with my son, in hopes that he could talk to her. And while he did agree, he mostly made excuses about her behavior, equating it to an unstable home life growing up with incompetent parents, and in the foster system towards her later teen years. I admit, she still is quite young at 20, but my kids knew how to clean up after themselves before they were out of elementary school. My frustrations over the situation grew to a head one day, when yet again she left out makeup in the bathroom, and in response, I took a trash bag and placed all of her makeup and everything underneath the sink that was hers as well in it. And then in the guest bedroom, every piece of clothing she owned, etc., in that bag. Now, I had no intention of actually throwing her belongings in the trash, but I wanted to show her how serious I was on the matter, and I thought maybe handling it how I would have handled a teenager would have given her a bit of a wake-up call, since she'd seemed to miss out on it in her childhood. My daughter-in-law came home before my son, and when she discovered her things in the trash bags outside of the front door, I could tell she was rather shell-shocked. I didn't yell, but I was stern when I explained that her behaviour had been very disrespectful, and if it continued, she'd have to leave my house. My daughter-in-law didn't say much, and just looked at me with wide eyes the whole time. And then, when I was done, she apologised, and took all of her things back inside the room she was staying in. I could hear her crying, which seemed to me to be dramatic, and when my son got home, he apologised for my daughter-in-law's messiness, but said the way that I handled the situation was too far. I told him it was my house and therefore my rules. Now my daughter-in-law has been keeping all of her things in her car and won't even place them in the house at all. She's also become very reserved when I'm around, but is completely fine around my daughters and wife. The mess stopped, but now there's an awkwardness in the house. And there we go, guys. Our first butthole of today's episode. Yeah, you're definitely the butthole, OP. I'm sorry to say, by a mile. Why are you controlling someone like this? Another adult. It's crazy. Look, I get it. It's your own home, and obviously you have your own rules. That's fine. But you've given them the guest room and the guest bathroom. Like, that's their space. What they do with that space, as long as it's not completely ridiculous, is kind of up to them. If they leave their makeup out after getting ready and then clean it up when they come back later in the day, that's completely fine. What is wrong with that? In fact, I presume that's the most normal thing for people to do. If you're in a rush in the morning and you just want to get out, why clean up after yourself? Do it when you get back. It's the guest room. It's their space. Leave them to it, you weirdo. And also, putting her clothes in plastic bags or bin bags and like faking that you're gonna get rid of them? So odd. No wonder she's not talking to you. No wonder she's putting her stuff in the car. You're a freak. Am I the butthole for forcing my parents to disown my gay brother? Okay, context needed, obviously. I am a 28-year-old woman, and I hate my 30-year-old brother. He was always the golden child. I was an oops baby, and they never wanted a girl. Plus, I was a fussy baby compared to him. So I annoyed my mother. He hated me too, and kept telling lies about me to my parents. If he stole something, he would blame me, and they believed him. He sabotaged all of my relationships, he bullied me, he forced my friends against me, and my parents always took his side. I left home for college. I managed to get a scholarship as soon as I could. He stayed in my hometown, renting a place near my parents, paid for by them, of course. They stopped contacting me. Our family group chat was always about my brother and his achievements, and never sent me money. I live in another state now, married. My family was invited, but didn't even bother showing up for my own wedding, and with a second baby on the way. My husband's family is great, so that's helping me a lot. Anyways, my parents are very traditional. Male head of the family, tradition, all this rubbish. So my brother coming out shocked them. They absolutely demanded blood-related descendants to carry on the family name. I should mention that me and my kids all have my husband's surname. Adoption is not an option, neither is surrogating. They accept only proper marriage. So, out of the blue, my brother contacted me. Apparently, my parents will disown him, he lives off their money and has never worked, unless he fixes the relationship with me, so that they can lay claim to my children. Now they say this since he is the reason I drifted away from my family. Now he's not the sole cause, I do blame my parents too. He actually flew over to my state, cried a lot, blamed all the bullying on his stress from being in the closet, yada yada. I told him to F off. My family is dead to me and I don't care about him. He's now saying how I'm petty and willing to ruin an adult's life over childhood slights. Also that I'm homophobic, etc. But I refuse to be back in contact with my parents as a backup source of blood-related grandbabies now that their golden child has failed them. So, am I the butthole? No, you're not the butthole for me. When someone comes back into your life demanding something and is only really talking to you because they need something from you, despite the fact that they've been terrible to you for the rest of their life, then no, you don't owe them anything. And look, it's unfortunate what's going to happen to your brother, OP. I get that. It's a sad situation that your parents feel this way, but it's not up to you to change their mind, is it? In my opinion, yeah, leave them alone. Leave them to it. Also, your brother's saying that you're homophobic. That is mental. Because you don't want to do something for me, oh, you're now a homophobe. Not at all related. Your brother's a bit of a joke. I get it, he's going through a hard time, but come on. You can't just demand something from someone, then when they say no, say, oh, because I'm gay, you're homophobic. That's insane. Am I the butthole for letting my mother-in-law and sister-in-law find our, my husband's and mine, bedroom toys because I suspected they snooped in my drawers? My husband and I have been dating for 6 years and married for 4. We have a 3-year-old baby boy, and since we don't plan on having more children, I told my husband that I wanted to get my boobs redone because I wanted them more perky, and I had surgery last year. My mother-in-law has always been sniffy because my husband is her only son. We've gone low contact over the years because she's overbearing with him and dismissing of me. Things got a little better when our baby was born, but after my surgery, oof. It's like I wrote on my forehead, "Look at my boobs, I want to cheat on my husband." She's always implying that I did it for male validation. Yeah, your sons, for God's sake. That I'll leave my husband. That I look like a hooker because I wear stuff that shows cleavage. That I could have gotten them a little smaller. Everything. She also complains about my clothes and underwear a lot because no married woman with a child should dress like that. And see, that's what stung me. Because how could she know? I suspected she was going in my drawers, but my husband told me that she could never. She made a comment about a cute set of lingerie that shows basically everything, and I was so confused. I asked how she knows I have that, and she said she saw it in the washing machine. But I prefer to wash my sets by hand so the lace lasts longer. Anyway, we recently changed our bedroom, and I had an idea to put an end to this. When I was restocking my drawers, I used one in my vanity to put all of my husband's and my sex toys, as well as a few sets of lingerie and a dirty letter he wrote to me once. My mother-in-law visited us a few times and said nothing, so I did feel bad for accusing her. But yesterday, she was here with my sister-in-law, and my husband and I were in the kitchen cooking for them. We heard my mother-in-law calling us, and when we went to our room, they were standing next to my open drawer. I just snorted, looked at my husband, and said, "See, she snoops." My husband got red in the face, berated my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and they both left after calling me indecent. My husband is mad at them, but he's mad at me too, because he says I shouldn't have set a trap for his family, and is saying that we three need to all apologize to each other. So maybe I'm the butthole? Okay, from your husband's perspective, I get it. You're kind of humiliating his mum and his sister, but they deserve to be humiliated. There's no privacy there. They're snooping through your things. That is bad. It's just a drawer in your bedroom as well. Like, they're acting as if you put a sex toy, I don't know, in a communal area. No, it's in your bedroom, in your private space. They shouldn't be looking there. And it's only their fault that they found it. They shouldn't be snooping. They're a disgrace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Am I the butthole for taking my baby to see my family against my wife's wishes, and then telling her she needs to see a therapist? We came home from the hospital 5 weeks ago with our first child, a boy. But for the next 4 weeks, my wife didn't let any of my family visit our son. However, her mother and sister came over several times a week. My wife refuses to let my family see him because she doesn't want to play host. My family understands that being a new mum is stressful, and they have no expectations of being treated like proper guests. I told her it's not fair though that her family can come and go as they please, but my family can't even meet him. She said her family comes over to help her. Which isn't really true. They just hold the baby a little, and if the baby isn't sleeping, then I'm the one taking care of him while they're here. They don't clean or anything. At most, they might bring some takeout on the way over. Finally, I decided I'll be taking the baby to see my parents last weekend. My wife doesn't breastfeed, so I got all the formula and diapers and everything I'd need for a couple of days and packed a bag. I thought this was a win-win, because my wife could have some time to herself or come along, and she wouldn't be under any pressure to host anyone. But she got mad when I told her what I would do. But I told her, this is happening. I'm the baby's father, and my family has a right to see him, just as hers does. She refused to come along and said she can't believe I'm treating a new mother this way. I left on Friday evening and I didn't hear anything from my wife on Saturday, but her sister and mum were over and they sent a bunch of texts basically accusing me of abusing a new mother. Finally, on Sunday, she started sending me text after text about how I was a terrible husband, how I'd kidnapped her son, how a baby can't be separated from its mother, etc. It got so bad that I cut my visit short and drove home. She was very mad when I got home and refused to speak to me. The next day, when the baby was asleep, I sat her down and tried to calmly explain to her that I am the father of the baby, so I have as much right to where he goes and who he sees as she does. We are equal parents, and she needs to accept reasonable compromises when we disagree, like my family being able to see our son and her not having to host them. She called me a butthole and shouted that she gets more say because she is the one who was pregnant with him. At that point, I said if she thinks that way and the accusation she texted me, I think she really needs to see a doctor and get assessed for PPD because her behavior is not normal. She called me a butthole and said that I was abusing my position as the earner. Money was never part of any discussion. She's been giving me a near silent treatment all week, resisting any attempts to discuss therapy, and her sister has texted me saying I should apologize to her for what I said. I told her sister that I'd said absolutely nothing wrong in response to being accused of kidnapping and being a lesser parent to my son. I'm standing my ground, but I need an outside perspective. Am I the butthole? Now, this one is probably our first contentious one of the episode. Look, get in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube and let me know what you think, because I think this one could go either way. Ultimately, I don't think both of you have performed very well here. Let's be realistic. On the one hand, it is quite frankly ridiculous that your wife is not letting your family come and see the new baby. I mean, that's mental. Imagine if you were in that position and you weren't allowed to go and see, I don't know, your son's new child. That's crazy. So that's, first of all, that is way too far, especially given that she's letting her own family come and see. Like, that's just not fair. However, then taking the baby away from your wife for a couple of days, that is a lot, isn't it? Look, I know you told her before you did it, but seriously, like, that, if you just went and saw them for one afternoon or something, I could maybe allow that a little bit more. But she's only getting her family over for a few hours at a time, it sounds like. To take the baby away for what, 2 or 3 days is what you're planning? That's a lot. That really is a lot. Now, the stuff about equal parenting, I do agree with. Look, I get it. She was the one who obviously held the baby, grew the baby in her stomach. I get it. But even still, I think that both parents and therefore both parents' families should be able to see the baby equally. I mean, that makes sense to me. Now, look, I get that might be a little bit controversial. Get in the comments. Do you agree or disagree with me? The comment about the therapist. Now, I feel like that might have been said, you know, with a good heart, but it doesn't come across that way. It comes across as quite patronizing, to be honest. Yeah, probably not the best thing to say. You were a bit at the butthole for that OP. Overall, a very contentious one. I still don't really know where I stand. Just not a great situation. I'd rather this never happened. Am I the butthole for demanding my husband pay me the $1,000 he spent behind my back? My husband and I used to have a two-income home. But in 2020, we lost our home and one of our incomes, his. We moved into a smaller apartment and had to sell many things and give up most of our costly habits. My husband has an expensive habit of going to the spa for a weekly massage session. We live in an urban area, so this stuff is ridiculously expensive. A single session is $250 and he has to have it every week, so that's nearly $1,000 a month. I offered him to have his session at a regular spa, but no. He simply has to get it from that luxurious spa near the restaurant we used to go, saying the lady who gives the massage is an expert and he's used to her. The problem is that I'm the only income earner and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm also pregnant and I need to save the money to prepare a nursery. I told him to cut his sessions, but he refused. I told him I won't be paying for them anymore and he said he'd get the money himself. Yesterday, I checked and saw that he's been using my credit card for his sessions for a whole month and had maxed out completely. I found that out when I went shopping for baby essentials and the cashier said I had no money. I had to return everything, then went home and went off on him. I told him he maxed my card out and made me look like an idiot at the store. He said he didn't tell me because he knew I'd have an issue with it. I demanded he pay back the $1,000 he spent, but he refused. I yelled at him, calling him irresponsible, and he got upset and called me selfish and told me to stop playing victim and that this is affecting both of us since he's going to be a parent too and it's stressful for him and I keep dismissing his own needs as a human. Okay, sorry, I can't help but laugh at this. What am I reading? I went upstairs and he went out. He started giving me the silent, but I kept demanding the money back. He said I shouldn't expect it since we're married and that my money is technically his and I should stop using his unemployment against him. Well, I wonder if OP's the butthole or not. And that's it, guys. The biggest butthole of this episode. We've saved the best to last in many ways, if you can call him the best. What a clown. I mean, first of all, $250 per week on a massage. If you're not getting a little bit more for that, if you know what I mean, then it's not worth it. That's what I'd say. $1,000 a month, $12,000 per year on massages when you're not even earning any money. You know what? If I didn't see it written down right here in front of me, I wouldn't even believe it myself. That is ridiculous. I had to laugh halfway through that. I literally had to pause the recording and start laughing because of how ridiculous that was. What a man. Like, he's literally stolen from you essential money that you need for your child to buy a luxury item. Break up with him, probably, is the advice there. I mean, wow. I say it again, what a man. And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for this one. I wish all men were like this guy. I wish I was more like him, because you know what? I don't get enough massages. I really don't, especially ones that are $250. That seems like a great price. If you want more stories about unbelievable buttholes like this bloke, check him out on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. And I'll see you tomorrow for another interesting episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.